There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Whether you're just getting in the car or just got home, these ladies have got the goss for you. Welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of the Lori and Julia Show.
We got the goss for you, and we also have a pair of tickets for the 7th caller at 651-641-1071 to see the fabulous play Murder on the Orient Express, which is at the Guthrie now through July 2nd, but you will be going a week from tonight.
So yes, at 7 o'clock.
You're staying in town, you want to kick off your weekend with a date night with the person of your choice, be the 7th caller. Ellie will get all your deets from us. Again, 651-641-1071. And thanks to the Guthrie for... I love when we have tickets to give away.
I do too. Sally Wingert is in this. It's just supposed to be fabulous. And if you've seen the movie, I mean, everybody is a character yes. on that train.
Yes.
So it's...
Agatha, one of Agatha Christie's best.
I love it. So anyway, that'll be a lot of fun. So lucky winner number 7. Mm-hmm. You lucky, lucky person.
I absolutely burst out laughing when I looked at this trailer for The Crown Season 6, because that's what's coming this fall.
Okay.
It's already been filmed.
Okay.
And it's a first look, basically, at this 6th and final season. You know, this is it for The Crown.
Right.
And it takes us to the early 2000s, to Scotland, to the University of St. Andrews, where Prince William is starting his freshman year.
Oh, okay.
And he hopes to lead a normal life way up there in Scotland and St. Mm-hmm. Andrews, but he meets a fellow student from the Berkshire, Kate Middleton, played by Meg Bellamy. We've not seen Meg Bellamy before.
Okay.
She's 19.
Okay.
And that's the ages that they're playing yep. in The Crown. She submitted her audition tape for the role of Kate Middleton after seeing a casting call on social media.
I love it.
That's how she got it.
I love it.
And the guy who plays for William, Ed McVeigh, he graduated from the Drama Center in London, and he's performed in one play at the Old Vic and one other play. So
wow.
They're both basically
newcomers.
And anyway, it's called Kate Met Wills. And if you go to our show page, it's mm-hmm. pretty good.
I'd say
for their 19-year-old selves.
So is this going to take us this last season through what?
It will take us...
Are you going to make this up right now?
No, I don't know.
Okay. All right, that's what I was wondering.
I don't know.
I'm going to check that out because yeah. I'm curious.
I don't know that the showrunners have told us what the end point is, but, you know, we're going... I guess we're going to see, you know, the Diana's going to happen. Her death is going to happen. And, you know, because sometimes The Crown takes liberties with, they do flashbacks or they roll forward. But William is 19
right.
in this season 6, and he's 15 when his mom dies.
Okay.
So we didn't see her die in season 5 of The Crown. Anyway, so that's that. And I think it's November when that show's coming back.
Okay.
But it's
so
all
here's,
filmed and
here's,
done.
Yes. They look really pretty much like it. Elizabeth Debicki will still be there.
Princess, yeah, she's still the mom.
And Dominic West will still be Prince Charles. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Imelda Staunton will be the last mm-hmm. Queen Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to catch up, but I can't. But someone said that the Carolyn Mazzo, Brandy Glanville thing, that Ultimate Girls Trip was just horrible. They stole tequila, argued, and fought the whole time. That's how it was.
I asked Brittany if I should watch it because I liked the first one. You know, I liked, even though Teresa was on that one, I think because she was not in New Jersey, she wasn't as agitated, you know, when they were in the Turks and Caicos. Brittany was like, I can't think of one reason to watch that one. She said it was all fighting, and it was like everyone was in their own little housewife friendship. She could not recommend it.
Okay, I think that this is going to end with the crown, back to the crown now. Mm-hmm. It's going to end when Princess Diana passes.
But William is 15 when she passes, so that can't be.
Oh.
This goes into the early 2000s. This, you know.
All right, we go.
Yeah. That can't be because she
died in 1999.
I think.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, that's
what I get for trying to read while talk, while Google, while.
You can't do it,
while
Julia.
While speak and chew and eat all at the same time.
You got to finish season 5, but now you don't even really need to do it until more when it comes out because it was so good.
I don't know. I just, blah.
Yeah.
Blah. I feel dirty watching. I just, blah. Okay,
you have got to come up with some better descriptions besides what I just heard. You sounded like
a child.
A child for a second. Mm-hmm. Stretching, looking for their words, working. But just deciding to make blech sounds.
I know.
Otherwise known as blech.
I know, but that's kind of how I feel about it now. I loved it so much. All right, so Garth Brooks, you know, extended his Las Vegas residency into 2024.
They always extend it when the tickets sell out right
away.
They always do. I mean, look at Adele. She's making $2 million a night now that she's committed to a residency. $2 million a night.
That is
Gaga was making like 1.5.
You don't have to tour either. It's so much more relaxed.
It's so much.
To me, Vegas is like the way to collect the money.
It's so smart.
It really is.
I can't wait till Justin Timberlake eats his words and has the Las Vegas residency.
I hate you so much because he said that's the graveyard. That's where you go into the concert graveyard or something.
Not more.
It never has been, okay? Vegas never has been. Elvis brought it back. The Rat Pack followed. Mm-hmm. And yes, Elvis. And then I'm going to say that Britney did her part with the residency in bringing.
I'm going to say the Osmonds, Donnie and Marie, did their part with bringing.
Right, but Donnie Osmond's still there.
Yeah, but Britney gave the idea of you could be a superstar and have a residency.
Sure.
Because after Elvis, you know, then maybe Vegas went through a thing where a period of time where it wasn't cool.
With
but
Steve
Elvis,
Lawrence.
Elvis brought that cool thing back and, you know, to Vegas.
Okay, so Garth Brooks, so back to him. So he was on Kelly Clarkson yesterday.
Yeah.
And they were talking and they played this game where they spin a wheel or something. It's called Rockstar Roulette. And it landed on Aerosmith. And
is this how this story came out?
Yes. And Kelly admitted she always had a crush on Steven Tyler. Mm-hmm. And that's when Garth said, quote, "I showered with him." And she's like, "What?
What?
What?
Did he have a big scarf?"
Well, here's what. Yeah.
A long scarf.
Because that's what he wore when he judged on The Idol all the time.
Well, he wraps it around his microphone.
That's true, too. He said that they met in the baseball showers at the old Shea Stadium. They had a big concert there. And Garth Brooks was showering and getting ready for the show. And he had soap in his eyes. And he looked around and he goes, "There's Steven Tyler right there.
Naked."
And I'm like, "How are you doing, Steven?"
Shower sandals.
How many people?
With his gnarly feet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They, anyway, back in the day before they tore it down and built Citi Field.
I just never even think of people like superstars like that as showering at a place like that. I feel like they are already there. Cleaned and ready to go.
Well, maybe there's traffic and it was
there's
a hot
guys,
day.
A guy, and he says, "I'm just going to shower there."
Right, who cares?
Right.
They don't care at all. They don't care at all. And do we care about random thoughts? It's time to go. We're going to do it in a sec. Hey, gang, it's Lori and Julia here for First Equity Mortgage. And if you're going out and about and you're getting ready to buy a home, sell your home, buy a different property, whatever it is you're doing, please remember the team at First Equity Mortgage. I feel like we have so many great testimonials from the people that have worked with First Equity Mortgage. And why not have one on a Friday? This is from Annette.
Okay, why not?
Torben was quick to respond, wrote everything out in easy to understand language, and was helping hand the whole way through the process. I will definitely be recommending him to friends and family. And that's what we always hear. And we've been working with First Equity in this market on our show for so long that second generation people are doing mortgages through First Equity. They have built a stellar reputation. They will serve you great and make sure that you're getting the right thing that fits you at the right time with your mortgage.
One. You know, I saw this story the other day.
Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is. All right, so the handbag wars have heated up.
I didn't know there were handbag wars to be had. Montu. I wish those were the only kind of wars there were.
Chanel is challenging Hermes in the bag wash.
Oh.
Chanel's most popular handbag, which is the little quilted one with the chain, right? You looked it up, right, Lori?
Yeah, it's called the 255.
Yeah, is now more expensive than an Hermes Birkin for the first time.
Oh, thank heavens.
So here's what's happening is Chanel has raised eyebrows by hiking the price of its most popular handbag to the same level as an Hermes bag with almost a 95% increase.
Wow.
Birkin is the ritziest handbag in the luxury goods industry. Mm-hmm. A rare one made out of, you know, crocodile skin could sell for more than $100,000. And the basic one, which is a 25-centimeter Birkin, will set American buyers back $10,000 before sales tax. But it's hard to get a hold of a Birkin bag because Hermes limits the production annually.
This is why Kim Zolciak is selling all these handbags. She bought all Chanel and Birkin.
Well, let me just tell you what happens. The Birkin not only holds its price you buy it for,
you can sell
but
it for
the
more.
Aftermarket, if you bought a Birkin today, you would be buying it for about $10,000. Let's see here. Let's just say you bought a Birkin today. You would sell it, you'd get it for like 6,500 or 10 grand, and then you'd sell it for 16,000. Oh, here it is. 10,400 on a Birkin 25, walk out of Hermes, immediately sell it to reseller like Privé Porter for 16,000, who will sell it on Instagram for 24,000.
Wow.
So they are saying that Chanel is now raising their prices because they can. And they just said the strategy of selling fewer bags at higher prices already appears to be juicing Chanel's profits. Their profits have gone up 35% in 2021, and 2022 earnings aren't there. And the prices increase doesn't seem to have damaged the brand at all because they are raising prices because customers are willing to pay them.
And also because, I mean, Chanel bags don't hold their value.
They go down by 50%.
That's right. A Birkin bag is about a 40% profit on a Birkin bag.
After you buy it. Yes. But
so Chanel instantly drops.
It's the difference between buying a Toyota.
And I'm not going to be buying either. But I guess if you're in the luxury handbag market, save your coins for the Birkin.
You know,
because
this,
if you get financial trouble, you can sell it.
And getting a Birkin is a little more hassle because you have to be on a wait list to try to get one because it's a limited number. But luxury brands are a classic example of Veblen goods. And when I say V-E-B-L-E-N goods, demand for which rises as prices go higher.
Good God. That's why Chanel's raised the prices. Yep. They're like, we're going to try and make this happen.
Yep. But like you said, Lori, the resale is not there. So buy a Birkin.
And also because they make so many more Chanels, I think the Birkin, I feel like we had an author on once.
The Birkin bag.
The Birkin bag.
But I told you, they limit production annually.
Yes. So there's the hand tooling, first of all, you know, what is the top, maybe 10%, 5% of the population can buy this Birkin
exactly.
bag?
Oh, 10%? Not really?
Not that many. Okay. 1%?
Yeah, you're looking in like Chanel has, max 3% category.
Okay. Right. Chanel has raised its price of its classic flat bag by 75% over 2 years.
Well, then don't be a sucker and buy a Chanel bag. Mm-mm. I think they're not having as many sales since Carl has gone. You know,
how about that?
And the Chanel
5,800 flipping bags. I mean, is this a thing?
Oh, this is a huge thing.
Well, not don't flip Chanel because you'll lose money.
No, a Birkin though.
Well, good luck to you getting one.
This is why Cardi B one time did a whole Instagram because people were coming for her because she'd gifted her little daughter
a Birkin.
It's an investment for her birthday.
It's an investment,
and she had explained to people. That no, her daughter's not going to carry crayons and stuff. And, you know, this is just a little investment thing I've done for my daughter.
I think.
And that was like I remembered that from 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
And North has them.
When we had the Birkin bag.
We did. We did. And he wrote a whole book on it.
He made a living.
He did.
Reselling Birkin bags and finding them and told us about the Holy Grail, the Birkin, which is like a Burmese python, and maybe four are made in a year.
Yes. It's a thing. But this was a new article in the Wall Street Journal about the bag. It's a really rich, rich thing. Okay, let me ask you guys. It's National Pizza Party.
I wish Bagolini's held their value, man. I got a lot of those.
I know it, Lori, right?
So does your mom. Right? She and I have.
Or Michael Kors.
Something, you know, just anything something that you have like so much of.
Right. Wow. Right. I'm so into whatever. Mm-hmm. All right. Pizza party day.
Today.
I wish. Do you guys ever dip, Lori? I know you don't. So this is for you.
Ranch.
Well, pizza? Ranch people dip in. Mm-hmm. Have you ever dipped your pizza in mayo?
No. And I'm not going to. No.
I like fries in mayo, but same. No.
That's a thing, though. I'm just telling you, it's a thing.
That's a high stone thing.
It's almost 10% of people do it that way.
I don't believe it. That's like my thing. I just made up about 10% of people could afford a Birkin. I think that's more like 3% of people actually like mayo dipped.
At least they can afford to buy the mayo to dip it in.
Oh my gosh.
Would you try it?
No, because it sounds horrible. I've dipped mine in, you know, sometimes you get it with that oil.
The garlic butter. I don't even like that. It's like adding fat on fat. That's
I know,
I like.
But I like it. And the other thing I do is salt and pepper.
Oh, I always put a little salt and pepper
on my pizza. I never did that before.
What?
I never did that because I expected it to be done.
Salt and pepper your Jack's pizza.
You got it. Because it
adds fennel.
It brings up some flavor.
I love a Jack's. You can jerry rig a Jack's to be really great. Yeah.
Get the olives. Get the olives out.
Is it already done?
Yeah. Spend a lot of time.
The Bag Wars, I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
I thought that was a good story, though.
Well, as long as you thought it was, and I thought it was, and Ellie thought it was, and the rest of the audience, but we just don't know.
Did you break your necklace?
We don't have an instant polling of availability like Andy does in the clubhouse.
That would be.
Wouldn't that be great?
You know,
great
that
if
would be
that?
A really fun.
I know.
I'm going to ask management.
No.
That would be super fun.
Oh, Julia.
Hey, gang. It's Lori and Julia here, and we want to talk about terrific things happening at the Chanhassen Dinner Theaters on the main stage. It's the play, The Prom. The critics have all praised the show. We absolutely loved every minute. Got to tell
such
you.
Such a great show.
Right. It's closing in a couple weeks, so on June 10th, get the tickets now to see this. You will be sad if you miss out on it.
After that,
on the big stage for the first time, it's the Jersey Boys. This is one of Broadway's biggest blockbusters. You hear all the stories of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. We've already seen this twice, and I'll go again. I know we will.
We're going to sing one of the songs from Jersey Boys today at the end of our show.
It's too good to be true. We love them. How about the excellent concerts that they have at the Chan with tributes to Cosby, Stills, Nash, and Young? We were just talking about them.
Yes.
Tom Petty, and then Rock Out with Lori Dokken's I Am Woman, and of course, Power Ballads. Then there's comedy on the weekends. Visit Chanhassen Dinner Theater, chanhassendt.com for tickets.
Chanhassen Dinner Theater, always entertaining you.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood! Hollywood speaking!
What is the meaning of this?
So, remember yesterday I told you that, you know, Liev Schreiber stepped in it by commenting on a New York Times kind of a deep dive into the whole Vanderpump Rules scandal because it
the
really,
whole Bravo
yes,
reality show yes. drama that has monopolized headlines for way too long.
Well, but also for good reason because people are always, always, always interested in infidelity, whether it's on a soap, in real life, in a movie. Scripted, unscripted, nothing gets everybody going more than cheating.
There you go. You're right.
Just unofficial.
Primal.
Yeah, it is. It is. So Liev Schreiber, at the end of the story, as a comment, okay, like how many stories do you read? Do you ever leave a comment?
Never.
Never. Okay, for the most part. Never, never.
You either are a commenter or you're not. Never do it.
Okay. And so I just think most people, though, don't comment.
Okay.
The least likely person, I said Liev Schreiber on this story about Ariana, because it also did a thing, you know, this New York Times story about, you know, part of the reason, too, why Tom Sandoval is such a great villain and has been, you know, even though everyone thought, you know, Jax was a villain, but he's always been a smarmy character on the show, and he actually... You know, this show, there's been a lot of cheating. So why is this any different? Part of it is because Ariana, of who she is as a person and everything and how she's handled it. And she's making, you know, she's turning into lots of opportunities. So Liev writes a thing at the end in a comment and says, how is this news? And I told you yesterday that people were like yelling at him. And I just said, it's annoying when people don't realize that whatever is in the gossip world of pop culture entertainment, that is the gossip, and it can be about many different things. It can be about an actor promoting a movie, can be about a scandal that's happening on a store, that whatever, but it is
it's his.
So guess who's apologized?
Liev
Schreiber. He got so much heat.
Oh my gosh.
He got so much heat that people were, you know, tweeting at him and putting comments on his Instagram.
Yes.
And he, Danny Pellegrino, who's a friend of Ariana.
And a cousin of Sam Pellegrino.
Yeah, he called you're my arch nemesis. And here's what Liev wrote. Now, this part is kind of funny. At Danny Pellegrino, because Danny tweeted directly at him. Sincere apology to you and Ms. Maddox. He did not use your Twitter handle. This is how you know he responded himself. Didn't realize I was in the entertainment section.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
It is.
It's kind of funny.
I mean, sorry, not sorry.
Right.
Sorry, that's kind of funny. Didn't even bother, you know, including her in the handle. Like, that's how you know
that's
he did it,
funny.
Not his people or his girlfriend or whatever. And he was in the entertainment section. And so this is a graceful way for him
to do that. That's funny.
I know. I thought so.
I like that.
I did too. Because I guess he really got trolled.
Oh.
Because people don't tell me what's gossip and what's not gossip is kind of the thing when it comes to pop culture and what we're talking about and what's dominating.
Yeah.
I mean, like, just save that to say in private. That's kitchen table talk. You don't need to go on a thing and be all sanctimonious and say, no, is this news, you know? So,
it is if people want to read it. That's how news
that's
works.
That's right. Now, here is, okay, I knew, I think you were gone, but, and Brittany was filling in. And when the news hit about Ramona Singer and her daughter doing a podcast together, I said, it'll just be a matter of days before she starts offending
everybody,
but particularly first, it'll be her castmates that she'll offend.
Okay.
Because Ramona has the same thing Teresa Giudice has. She has an attention span that's very short and it's centered around herself. Okay.
And I need to bring back in my Mona eyeglasses.
Yes, you do. So the other day, she and her daughter, that's who they do the podcast together, and they were talking about that the legacy of the Real Housewives of New York, as we know it, is no more. We're meeting a whole new cast.
Yep.
And all the old housewives, quote unquote, are doing a legacy trip, but it's not a season. It's going to St. Bart's and spending a week. So it's an ultimate girls trip. So they're talking about this, and Ramona's trying to put a spin on, like, this is what she wanted all along. And she said, first her daughter said, I genuinely forgot who Christine Takeman was. Okay. And you did too. I had to remind you.
I have no idea. Yeah.
She was on for such a short time, maybe one or two seasons. That's fine because she was just a kid. And this was like 10 years ago. But it was when Ramona said, well, everyone did. So Christine Hakeman took to her Instagram and she said, you didn't seem to forget me when you invited me to your daughter's launch party back in February.
Oh,
you didn't seem to forget me every summer when you invite me to parties in the Hampton.
Oh,
and she shared photos. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, I like that Kristen, did that because that is just classic Ramona. She does the dig. And she said, well, everyone did. And then later, if anyone says that, she'll go, well, I was just joking. Classic gaslighter.
Okay, so when she posted the invitation to Teresa's wedding.
Ramona.
That this is in Andy's diary, the latest one. Mm-hmm. And he says that it's so.
She posted it and held it up on Instagram.
How the invitation came, it was a box with just flower petals and then a hand painted or something. Maybe I'm getting it mixed up with the coronation, but
what
it was flowers.
A waste of money.
It was flower. I know.
Yeah.
And he said, Teresa called and said, can you believe it? Low class about Ramona.
Yeah.
And Ramona called and said, oh, I just thought it was so beautiful. I wanted to share it. And he goes, you just can't make it up. That's classic Ramona.
It is classic Ramona.
And she's so,
she never
it's
thinks,
so Ramona that you can't even get mad at
but
her.
But you can get mad at her because there's no, the woman is like 66 years old.
Yeah, I know.
You know, looking fantastic and just being dumb as a box of rocks.
Yeah, it works for her. But that's pretty, I love that gal said.
Teresa, like they had to change
the venue. I know, that was a big one.
That cost her money. Like, I was actually surprised that Teresa didn't blow up and lose it because that was such a big one. It was like, you know, a week before the wedding or maybe a month before the wedding or whatever it is. Okay, here's one more. Sam Claflin. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He starred in Daisy Jones and the Six.
He was a beautiful man.
He reminds me, though, he's kind of like, he looks like he would have been a leading man, but he never has really broken through.
Sure.
He's only 36 years old.
And sometimes looks older and sometimes looks way younger.
Yeah. And did you watch Daisy Jones and the Six?
Yeah, I did. My mom's obsessed with it, so she insisted.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. So he plays the lead singer. Anyway, he just said, I try so hard to make other people happy that I don't know who I am. He just got divorced.
Oh,
it's kind of and he met his new girlfriend on Raya. It's kind of a thing where I think he's accepting, bottom line, All Hollywood speak the article. I think he's accepting that he's not going to be a leading man and character roles are more interesting for him.
Got it.
There you go.
Thank you for Hollywood speak.
Hoffman Weber Construction. They're your hometown experts when it comes to siding, windows, roofing, doors, and even solar. Pretty much everything exterior to your home for the last 30 years. And I am just honored to be able to be a part of this new partnership here at My Talk. Well, I can't say new because if you remember back in the day, Mike and the Hoffman Weber Home Show on Sundays, well, it's kind of back in a sense that I get to share all the great stuff that Hoffman Weber Construction can do for you, just like they're going to do for me in the future here. I'm having them look at my roof because I've had some hail damage in the last year. I'm also going to be replacing my windows in the next 6 months, and they're helping me with that as well eventually here. So I fully recommend you reach out to Jason Jason and the sales team at Hoff & Weber Construction, because they're not going to give you a high-pressure sale. It's not going to be a one-stop closing. They're going to take the time to treat you like someone who's going to be spending a lot of money right now, and we know that's hard to do, so they don't want you to make a rash decision. They're going to walk you through the whole process, and there's not a better team out there to do it again at Hoff & Weber Construction. So if you want to get your free in-home consultation, start out at